Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine of this soon, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Second verse, sort of like the first, but this is where we come up with the cursed, the earth, the fine in the birth, and you know what? It's an after-rot show, it's an after-rot night, we're gonna talk about things, and we're gonna play all night. We're gonna do that, do this, do that, yes, 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 yes. Hi, Jazzy.
No.
Oh, yes, you have to sing tonight.
Hi.
You have to sing tonight.
No. No.
Oh, yeah.
No, I would refuse. No.
I'm telling everybody in the chat room that you're going to sing tonight, and they're all agreeing. It's like, yeah, they're clapping their hands, and they're saying, Jazzy's going to sing! Yeah! You
I'm
can even sing the French Fry song.
Ew.
Come on, the French Fry song. Yummy, 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 in my tummy, tummy, tummy. Ew. Yummy, 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 in my tummy, tummy, tummy.
No French fries.
Oh, yeah, French fries. Lots of them.
No, French fries are nasty.
Oh, no, they're good for you. They come to you in your tummy, and they are like yummy stuff in your tummy for goodness stuff. Yes.
I'd rather cookies.
Okay, cookies are good too. And I hear something in the background from you. It does not sound like it is appropriate to this show.
There's somebody singing about cops.
They're singing about what?
You know the cop song from that movie called Pitch Perfect?
Nope, never seen it. Don't even know what that's about. And it's better that way.
See, everybody in the chat room is saying you have to sing a song. I don't care what song it is, you just gotta sing something. And you know what, just for a few seconds even.
No!
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. You gotta do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it now. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
No, I'm not singing. No.
Okay, put one of your friends on the phone.
Okay, hang on.
Put
hey,
one of
Gabby?
The friends on the phone. Gabby?
They want you to sing for the radio.
No, I don't.
Do you even hear that?
Yes, I hear that.
You really want that singing on the radio?
No. I don't want them singing. I want you singing.
But you told me to put one of them on the phone.
Yes, because I want them to punch you to go and sing.
Okay, what if all three of us sing?
No, because you'll let them drown you out and you'll just sort of sit in the background. You gotta sing.
No, I'll have this one up to my mouth, and then we'll all sing together.
You're not gonna... No. Jibber-jibber-jibber-jibbers. Jibber-jibber-jibber-jibber-jab-jab-joe. Jibber-jibber-jibber-jibber-jab-jab-joo. Jibber-jibber-jibber-jibber-jab-dab-dib-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-dab-d
when I'm gone. Do you really want me to sing?
Something. Go fabulous.
Okay.
Something.
Start again. I got my ticket for the long way round. Two bottle whiskey far away. Travel like some sweet company. I'm living smile when you say, when I'm gone, when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Miss me by my hair, you're gonna miss me by my taco. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Okay. I'm done.
Don't you
singing.
Feel better now?
No more.
Don't you feel better? You got it out of you. You've got part of the music-y thing out of you.
Are you happy that I sing for you?
Yes. Now tell them to shut the hell up. Come on. Now it's just interference. This is right. Gone now. We got a show. We got to focus. We got stuff going on here.
I know. Let's focus. Big
focus.
Old monsters.
Visual on the giant monsters. Because you know what? We ran to... I tried to sneak it past EW last week. But it didn't work. He kind of, like, you know, hit me with a stick.
You tried to sneak what past him? I'm so confused.
I wanted to go long. Go long!
Are we going to go on today?
No, we're going to go on in exactly the right amount of time, like we always do every Wednesday night at After Rot at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the good show of tmvcafe.com. As always.
Okay.
The right amount of time from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock with stuff in the middle. No mustard, though. Maybe some turkey. Maybe some chicken. Definitely some beef.
No, no turkey.
Beef.
Yes, pretty good beef. We like it, the beef. Yes.
So, giant monsters.
We're going in a building.
Huh?
Okay.
Kepa?
Huh?
What's the kahama? Sting a little do my eye,
No.
Okay.
No more singing.
So.
We're good.
We're going back into... Oh, crap. I completely forgot about that movie. That was a fun movie.
What movie?
D-War. Dragon Wars. I'm just going to go straight in. No, you know what? Screw that. We're going back up, backtrack a little bit. So, I watched a couple movies like I do on every weekend. Right?
Okay, what movies?
I watched two movies like every day weekend I do. And the first one is one of my favorite part of a series called Wreck. Everybody on the show should know I love this series of movies. And I watched a third one this weekend.
I believe I've heard this one before.
Yes, you have, because I've talked about it before, because I love this movie. I love all the other two movies before it, and I am anxiously awaiting next year at around April to May sometime, we don't know for sure when, for the fourth one to come out, because it's going to be called Apocalypse.
No.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, because the third one was called Genesis. Because what they were trying to do is trying to set up the fourth movie and like expand the concept. And, okay, spoiler alerts for you people, because, gosh darn it, you just can't watch these movies without knowing a little bit of this. But the monsters are, the zombies, like, infectious, they're like zombies. They're like demons from hell.
Wait, there's people that are like zombies?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Especially Uncle Pepe. Uncle Pepe. Hey, Uncle Pepe, how's it going? I'm okay. Oh, hey, I'm hungry. Ah! Wreck 3 is continuating of the story of the Wreck series. And for those of you who have actually seen Wreck 1 and 2, it takes a completely different tune. And starts to change up the premise, the story, the concept, the idea, the flow, the whole way that the movie works. Because the third one takes place at a wedding.
So there's zombies at wedding?
Oh, yeah. And this is a really cool idea with what they did with the movie. So the first half or an hour of the movie is all pure character building and setup and design of the people. It's like a half hour of watching this dream wedding of like, oh, happy guy, happy girl, all these happy people, look at that, they're all doing their stuff, and oh, they're all that happy, and oh, it's beautiful, and all that other pretty stuff, and she's got a beautiful gown on, and they're all done up like nice, and all the best of friends come in, they do their little singing song thing and stuff, and it's like this lovely little perfect wedding ceremony that every person who is into the wedding type thing would love to be in that setting, scene, thing, issue, wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, who's Uncle Pepe doing? Oh, he's drunk, isn't he? Yeah. No, he falls down and starts eating people. Zombie breakout. And then the rest of the movie is the main guy and the main girl just trying to get back together again because they've been separated. It's a love story.
Oh.
Yes, it's a love
story. Wait a minute. You watched a love story?
I did.
No.
Yep.
Impossible.
Oh no, I love love stories. There's great love stories.
Okay.
You know when Godzilla meets Rodan? It's a love story.
That's not a love story. No.
Okay, maybe Godzilla and Rodan have kind of like an argumentative situation in where they're always fighting each other.
Okay, maybe a love-hate relationship. They love to hate each other.
Nah, they're really in a hate-hate situation. Rodan's just that snooty little bugger of wax and wiggle, 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 flying in the air, and Godzilla just says, "What the hell are you doing up there?" kind of thing. Yes.
No wiggle, wiggle.
Yes. Oh, no. Godzilla
no
wiggles.
Wiggle, wiggle.
Have you not seen Godzilla?
No.
He wiggles. He dances a little bit and slashes his little tail in the back. He does that, too. He does that, too. Yeah. So, the other movie. You may have even heard of this movie. Yes, you might have.
What movie?
The Conjuring. I just killed something. I hope it stays dead.
What'd you kill?
Fly. Little flyy thing. I don't know what the hell. Oh, still alive. Not long anymore. Yes, The Conjuring. So
I've heard of it. I haven't watched it.
Okay, spoiler alerts, but not very many. So I don't know if everybody knows, but I'm not really that big on the paranormal type movies. I tend to think that they're a little on the, everything falls into pat patterns of, okay, I see that they're going to do this. Like, okay, they're going to do that. And it's like, oh, okay, fine, they're going to do this. And I'm not really big on the paranormal movies. They're okay. I like a couple of them. And this one I actually enjoyed as a movie in general. But I still felt it was fairly predictable in my book. And one of the things I hate in movies, any movies, all movies, is the cheap sound effect, jump out screen, left, right, top, down, rapid motion shots. I hate those because they're just like, really? You think that's going to scare me? All that's going to do is make my attention jump, go, what? Oh, okay. Those little shots and the sudden smash, loud, noisy type thing. You know, it doesn't really scare me.
Yeah, no.
What I did enjoy in this movie is it did do this one scene which I thought was really cool. What I think is a really creepy effect of shot in a movie is where you have a camera, it's panning through a scene or whatever, and you just don't even notice what the messed up thing that's in the middle of the shot until it actually moves slowly. And there's one of these shots where they do this, and they see that thing there, it's like, holy crap! And then it just... Like, the shot keeps moving away from it, and then it jumps back to the stupid, crap, then it had to do the jumpy jump shot, too. It's like, man. But, I liked one of the things about the movie was, you always have the whole, paranormal, everybody's a believer, blah, 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 blah. Two of the main characters in the movie, they're definitely on the believer side of things as well, but they're also definitely on the skeptic side as well. They can clearly say, yeah, it happens all the time. It's just pipes in the air, in the water in the pipes floating through the whole house and whatever. It's like, yeah, okay, fine. But the movie was good. It was for anybody who likes paranormal stuff, they'll probably enjoy that quite a bit. It's just really, it's well acted. The characters are fun. The sheriff, I got a kick out of him. Well, sorry, the officer. I don't think he's a sheriff. I can't remember. He was a fun character. The mom, yeah, she got a little messed up a couple times. That was good. That's good. But I felt the characters were believable and you could actually feel and identify with them and understand. By the way, did I press the button? I did press the button. I did press the button. So that's good. World is okay now. I don't have to kill anybody else today. So, those were the movies I watched today, this week. And what did you just do? Because I hope to God that wasn't the snap of a... no, I'm not going there. However, back to giant movies. Giant monster movies. So, last week, as everybody may or may not have noticed, we kind of ran into the 10 o'clock while I was like, smack, bam. Like, oh, damn. We hit the end of the show and we still had lots more to go. I didn't even get to talk about a whole subsection of giant monster movies that I absolutely love and had to talk about. And several movies that also had to be spoken of specifically and very particularly about. Because they're like awesome. Alright? Are you with me?
Okay.
Are you still here?
I am.
Okay.
I am.
So have you ever been to Korea?
No, the furthest out of the United States I've been is Canada.
You've been out of the United States?
To Canada.
Holy sheep stuff.
Yeah.
Canada's so far away, though. But, so, Korea, surprisingly enough, puts out a couple of movies I really enjoyed. I believe I mentioned briefly about The Host last week, which was a giant sluggy-type monster, weird creature thing floating through the rivers. Somebody's being weird in the chat room.
Tell him to stop it.
I don't know.
Unless it's Skip.
I don't think it's Skip.
Skip can be Skip, weird.
Skip's on vacation. He's floating around the country right now. He's, like, tooling around all over the place.
That's right. He has Bernadette out.
He's a what?
His motorcycle. Bernadette.
Oh, Bernadette. Okay, I thought you said something else. I was like, whoa, that's too much information, young lady.
I did not go there.
See, but I did.
But I did not.
I am a zombie. I will do that sort of thing. And you know how I am like that.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Uh-huh. Weird. Yes, little dude, I have been to Canada. Canada's a lovely place. So where was I? Oh, yes, Dragon Wars. No, actually, I was on The Host. The Host is a fun little movie. Weird, kind of monster, scary, jumps all over the place, running around. Yeah, fun movie. Weird. I'm going to stick with weird. Ooh, War Dog's been to Korea a couple of times. They're fun people, apparently.
I want to go traveling the world.
I don't want to travel the world. I just want to travel parts of it when I take it over.
Can we travel the world?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yes. Cookies are in Canada. That is where they should be.
I may have to release the Horde soon. I don't know. But, so I'm jumping over now to another Korean movie called Dragon Wars. I know I've seen it. It had a bunch of giant dragons running all over the place, and that's about the best thing I can remember about the movie. But, the dragons were really cool. That's all I can really, really remember about it. I'm trying to remember, read through this a bit. It's like, yeah, big budget, lots of dragons. Yeah, dragons. So, that was that movie. Now, so one of the other specific movies that I did want to cover was The Mist. I think I talked briefly about it. But The Mist was a Stephen King adaptation movie. And it's basically got a bunch of people stuck in a supermarket wondering, what the hell's going on? This giant mist has moved in and it is taking over all of what's going on. What? Ooh, somebody is playing RPGs in the chat room. Okay, moving right along. So, the mist comes in, and as the mist comes down, each hour gets passes, bigger and bigger weird-ass monsters hit against things. And it's just, where the hell are all these monsters coming from? This is just wrong. We find out later at the end what really was the case, I think. I don't really remember if that was the case in the movie. I know what the thing was. It's like opening a portal to another dimension and all these things were leaking through. That was cool. That was cool. Oh, yeah. The ending? One of the coolest endings in a movie ever. Should I share the ending for those who have not heard it, seen it? Who's seen the movie? Who hasn't seen the movie? Who wants to hear the ending? Come on, chat room. Talk her up.
I have not seen the movie.
You have not seen the movie?
Nope. Not at all.
I need you to talk for a second.
Huh?
Talk! Say stuff! Hibbida, 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 hobbida, hibbida, hibbida, hibbida.
What do you want me to talk about?
Whatever you want.
Can we talk about Jim Bob?
Billy Joe Jim Bob? Does he have a monster
exactly.
on his finger?
Sure.
Okay, then we're not going to talk about that anymore.
Okay.
We are going to move to Cloverfield.
I've heard of that one. but I haven't seen it.
Well, it's one of the coolest ideas is what happens if you have a Godzilla event occurring, but you're actually down there at the bottom looking at all the giant toes. It's like, holy crap, look at the size of that giant monster running around the city breaking things. Wowzers! I would actually laugh my ass off if people actually said wowzers during that.
Really?
Yeah, it would be funny.
No wowzers.
Yes,
we're not
wowzers.
Wowzers. No.
Yeah, wowzers is fun. You know what wowzers comes from, right? Do 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 do. Uh-uh. Inspector Gadget. Wowzers.
Really?
Yeah.
How did I not know this? I used to watch that show as a kid.
I know. Seriously, what's wrong with you? Ooh, the thing. Oh. Yes, and that brings up another movie too. The Thing. The original one and then the remake. Yeah.
What kind of monster is that?
Random weird squiggly thingies that was I don't know, they're just like, okay, let's break people apart and remake them up into something else and make it scary and creepy and weird looking. But we're going to get back to Cloverfield, because I wanted to jump onto that a bit. One of my favorite scenes is in the movie. They're walking out of the subway. Oh my god, we've got an exploder here! Guy explodes open and covers all the walls with splatter. Because, like, the little thing laid eggs in him, and he, like, exploded with the egg things, and it's like, ooh-hoo-hoo-hoo, splatter. I love splatter in movies. It's funny. You know why it's funny? Because it's not real! It doesn't work like that. All those Japanese splatter horror movies that I love, you know the ones I love, right?
Yeah.
Okay. A body does not jettison out 30 gallons worth of blood in like the space of like a minute or two. It just doesn't. Okay? You separate somebody's head from their body, they do not suddenly fountain out geysers of geysers, however the people want to pronounce it, of blood just like like that. It doesn't do it. Right?
Yeah, right.
Okay, see, I know a little bit of what I speak of on that. Do you know why? Because I've done it. Hey.
Why?
Because I've done it. Okay. Off with their heads. They don't need them. Okay, but back to Cloverfield. So, the idea was really cool. I'm not a big fan of the shaky cam way that they tried to do it, so it's like, okay, look, I'm running around, oh, the guys, it's like I'm using my cell phone to videotape this, oh, look, it's shaky. Yes, we know it's shaky. Guess what's funny as heck? They invented image stabilization shortly after the movie, so it's like, shaky cam's not really all that much of a point anymore, because you just process it through a filter, and a lot of the shaky disappears. Oh my gosh. And we're going to get back to the shaky cam thing, because that's what I loved about Rec. Rec does shaky cam perfect, or what they call found footage films. Perfect. All right? Because the premise, in the first two movies, it was from the point of view of, the first one was from a reporter, the second one was from the police, and from the kids who were videotaping their pranks. And the third one was from the point of view of the wedding videographer and the young kid who was farting around in the wedding as well. And then it also takes on the surveillance cameras around. So it's like, it's cool. But Cloverfield, the shaky cam was like, it kind of got a little boring after a little bit. Because it's like repetitive. Oh yeah, shaky cam. All right, he's running. Fine. Okay, what do we see? Okay, we see the building fall off onto the side. Ka-chunk. Ooh, that's cool. But then back to scary, silly, shaky cam thing. Blah. So. That was Cloverfield, because I had to get that one off my chest, because, you know, that was one of those movies. Now,
is shaky cam supposed to be scary?
Most people who use a shaky cam movie are usually trying to create a generalized effect that it's supposed to be fear. It's supposed to be, oh my god, look, I'm in a bad situation, so whatever happens, you know, it's kind of, oh, you know, there's like all this stuff happening around me. I can't see it all. So, oh my God, where did I spin? Where did I turn? Where did I turn? Oh, geez, running, running. So yeah, kind of shaky cam is supposed to be a little bit on the runny, scary side, but it's like, yeah, not really. Yeah, as Jack says, bad photography is just bad photography. It's not art. But oh well. Oh, what was which version of this movie was this one that I'm going to now talk about? What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? Will it be scary? No. It'll be amusing.
But I don't know what movie you're going to talk about.
Journey to the Center of the Earth.
Oh my God, I just watched that recently.
The one with Brendan Fraser?
It was the newer one.
Yeah, the newer one from 2008.
Yeah.
It was a fun little movie. It had dinosaurs and scary bits and stuff, but it was like a kid's movie. It was fun.
I liked it.
Yeah. It had dinosaurs in it. I like dinosaurs. And hot magma. Yeah. And exploding volcano-y type environments. So yes, that was a fun movie. What are they doing in the chat room? Oh, yes, that is correct. They are talking about that like that. We're going to move on now. I just mentioned the Journey to the Center of the Earth because it had dinosaurs in it, and that was fun. But the one thing I'm also going to mention is the whole sequence of, well, we all know that Sharknado occurred there a little while ago, but sci-fi over the last, I think, what, 5 years now, have been putting out these movies, Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus, Mega Shark versus Crocosaurus, oh, what are these other two over here, Mega Python versus Gatoroid, what are these ones that I picked up the other day, Dino Croc versus Super Gator, Dino Shark. Okay, all these movies are corny, bad, and horrible, 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 horrible movies, pieces of literature and cinematography and like video stuff and stuff like that, but they're just so fun to watch because they're just so bloody stupid. But they're funny. Funny.
If you say so.
Oh, I have to answer War Dog's inquiry about which Journey to the Center of the Earth we were going to talk about. And yes, it was the Brendan Fraser one, because that one was kind of silly. But the original one with Peter Cushing, as Jack was mentioning in the chat room, yes, it was really even much better, because that one was a good movie. Yes.
Really?
Yep. So, I think we are going to do something at this time of the day that we always do, that is called... the intermezzo!
Against wrong. Gigantor. Gantor.
Rinky dinky little do, rinky dinky diddly do, diddly do, diddly do, diddly da da da, da da da. We're back from Gigantor! That was Helmet! And I hope you all know who Helmet is because they're a band. I like their band music. And that was from some Saturday morning cartoon cover show type CD thing covering theme songs and covering things. Back to Giant Monsters. So, the next movie I wanted to talk about was a movie called Monsters. What a surprising title for a movie! You still with us, Jazzy?
I am.
Did you get lost in the building? Did your friends ditch you?
No, they're watching TV. I'm in a different room.
Oh.
So they're quiet.
Where it's quiet. Holy yeah. Jumping Jehoshaphats.
Although they're in the other room yelling, I can hear them right now.
That's good. We can't hear them, so that's all good then. Good
oh,
in the hood and the foot.
Awesome.
Totally. So, have you seen a movie called Monsters?
I don't know. What's it about?
It's about monsters.
I've seen Monsters vs. Aliens.
That's an animated movie. I've actually seen that one too. But I'm not talking about that one. So, Monsters is about the... It starts out in the Amazon jungle sort of thing. What's happened is that this weird meteorite landed and sort of like landed on the planet and started mutating stuff because, well, it had the building blocks for other forms of life on it. So what happened was after a while, these things start mutating and there's giant monsters! And they go around wreaking havoc and everything else and just generally making a mess of things. So this one feller is dispatched to go... He's hired by a rich guy to go and find his daughter who is stuck somewhere in the jungle there. And he wants to help her get out. This also turns into a love story, by the way. So blah, 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 blah. So there's like these flying cloudy giant monsters and then there's these monsters that swim through the rivers and it's a general fun movie with lots of giant monsters. Ooh, Lex just said he just saw Critters.
And there's a love story in this one?
There's a love story. There's actually two levels of love story in this one.
There's a really?
There's a love story for the monsters and then there's a love story for the main guy and the girl who are kind of like anti-type love type people involved. They kind of like hate each other for the beginning of the movie and then fall in love at the end.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun movie. It was kind of one of these underrated movies that just really didn't get that much in the way of marketing play. Buzz was really kind of low key on it. It's one of these, I don't want to say it's a cult movie because it really wasn't. It had a huge budget. It had a lot of production play to it, and it was just very subdued. It was not a, oh, look in your face, look, monsters, giant aliens and stuff. It kind of had one of these storylines that was trying very hard to be an intense story about stuff and events and occurrences. I got the general impression that they were trying to be like District 9 with trying to hit meaningful social commentary about, hey, look, people are messed up and we do weird stuff, and even the monsters get it sometimes better than we do, but sometimes we can get it, you know?
I didn't like District 9.
You didn't like... What?
No, I didn't like it.
It had a love story in it, too.
I didn't like it.
I'm very disappointed in you, young lady. Very sad.
Be disappointed in me.
Very sad.
Ooh, did you hear that?
I did.
The choo-choo train's gone by.
Woo-woo! You didn't like District 9. Why?
Oh, it was just so boring and long and drawn out and, like, slow and...
Oh, aliens. Okay. So it didn't engage you as well?
No, okay. Not at all. And so it was aliens. And I didn't want to go see the movie in the first place. And my boyfriend at the time was like, hey, let's go see a movie. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. And then we got there and he's like, Super District 9. I'm like, no, I said I didn't want to see that movie. And I was forced to see it.
Okay. Fine. Be that way. But one of the things I have to say about District 9, which I really enjoyed about this movie, is that the movie makers made a beautiful thing happen. At the beginning of the movie, the main character, you hate this guy. He is a disgusting example of human nature in the world. You don't like him. He is a turd burglar, as the expression goes. You don't like him. By the end of the movie, you have nothing but sympathy for him. And it's one of those weird movies where it's like, wow, it totally does that whole complete 360 on that and really gives you strong character development. And that was
They did do a good job on that part.
I know. It's like, and that's a beautiful thing in a movie when you can actually make the investor into the character and create a strong storyline where it's like, yeah, that's funny, look at that guy, he's getting stuck with that, wow, that's really, oh my god, that's just really sad. He's stuck like that now. Oh man. I love that movie. And that was one of the reasons. The other reason is because I like the aliens and the sci-fi space. And hey, Kitty's in the chat room.
Yay!
So, the next movie that I wanted to talk about is one of my most recently, in the couple years that it came out, 2010, one of my favorite type movies, and it has giant creatures in it. Can anybody guess what it is? I'm guessing probably not, because I haven't given any clues. But I will...
SpongeBob SquarePants?
No.
Oh.
I can safely say I have not watched an entire episode of that.
I was forced to sit through the movie. SpongeBob SquarePants.
There's a movie?
Yes.
00, you know who wins Godzilla versus Titanic? Godzilla always wins. I will give you guys one clue. Maybe a couple of clues. It is set in Norway, Scandinavia, one of those really cold European northern type places.
Iceland?
No, it's not Iceland.
Greenland?
Who?
Greenland?
No, not Greenland either. You know, Greenland is covered in ice and Iceland is covered in volcanoes?
Mm-hmm.
I will say that the movie is a found footage style movie. They call it a mockumentary. And yes. Oh, some of it was done in Canada. No, that's just a different name of it. It's in Norwegian. Norway! Jeez, that's one of those really goofy words. It's like, Norway? Norwegian. Although
Wouldn't
War Dog,
Norwegian be their language?
Norwegian means of or pertaining to Norway. Which, the language would also be Norwegian, yes, because it's of or pertaining to Norway. Oh, little dude said it right. Okay, he got it, yes. Honey Boo Boo the Quickening? Nice, Lick. Nice. Yes, little dude in the chat room got it right. Troll Hunter. That is correct.
No.
Have you seen Troll Hunter?
No.
Are you a fan of trolls? And I don't mean internet trolls.
I was going to say, it depends on what type. I am an internet troll. Did you know that?
Actually, I did. I also know that you're a World of Warcraft troll.
Yep.
So, Troll Hunter.
I do all my trolling.
Troll Hunter is one of the coolest movies. And I don't want to put down American movies most of the time, especially on the horror side of things. But I think that America, with making movies, Hollywood, specifically Hollywood, because they're like full of themselves sort of thing, but they've kind of really lost the way in how to do movies. I mean, most of the really good cutting-edge movies are coming from overseas, from up north, Canada land. Even from Mexico, there's a couple coming out that are pretty cool. Or they come from the independent small productions in the U.S. The big budget movies just kind of really are missing the point. Rob Zombie's remake of Halloween 1 and 2, the Evil Dead remake, these are, come up with something original. Quit making remakes. Make good movies. But Troll Hunter, guess surprisingly enough, is about trolls. Okay?
No.
Giant creatures that live just outside of sight, but they happen to be there. And the way that the whole movie is set up is that they have a government agency that is actually out in the woods trying to keep the numbers of trolls down to a minimum because they're potentially harmful to the populace that might be walking around, you know? So what happens if somebody finds a troll? Oh my god, they're going to die because they're going to eat them. Which is kind of funny and cool when you watch the movie. But the movie is about a bunch of kids who are trying to go and find out stuff in there. And they just find out and they go after this troll hunter guy who is hunting trolls. Surprise. With the name of the movie being Troll Hunter. And they get mixed up with it. And they go and follow him on his adventures as he goes and hunts, kills, and destroys trolls. I love this movie. The CG that they use in this movie is so cool because I watched also the making of portions of it afterwards. And okay, that's unusual too. They integrate the CG so well with the real life footage that it's like, holy crap, you'd actually believe there's really a troll there. Okay. That's not cool. And I don't know how to do that. How do I do that?
I didn't do it. What happened?
Okay, I think I have to... I can't do that. Oh, okay, there we can. We did. Oh, somebody beat me to it. Oh, well, I tried. That's okay. Double O's there, too. He's walking, watching more than I'm actually doing. Bada-bing! People do bad things in the chat room. You know, just gonna have to hit it with a stick. Every once in a while,
yeah.
You just gotta hit it with a stick. I think they actually tried to do that in Troll Hunter. They tried to hit something.
If you are not nice in our chat room, we hit you with a stick, okay?
No, the troll did is it picked up a tree and it tried to jam somebody down with it. That was funny.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No.
So.
No.
So. Oh, yeah. One of the neat things about Troll Hunter is because it's set in a non-Christian environment, one of the concepts behind trolls is that trolls can smell Christians. Or as they think, fee-fi-fo-fum, I can smell the blood of a Christian mun or something like that. So. The troll hunters themselves are not Christian, so they go hunting the trolls, and the trolls can't see them. Yeah, I agree with what Lick just said. But the one guy, he's Christian, so it's funny. I'm not going to say anymore, because then I just want to ruin the story for anybody who's watching it. But other movies that I want to throw out, Super 8, fun little movie, aliens. You kind of only see the alien at the end of the movie, so it's like, eh, whatever. But it was still neat. John Carter of Mars. Fun few little interesting large giant monster type things. And Jack the Giant Slayer. Did you see Jack the Giant Slayer yet? Came out this year.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So it's got giants.
I like that one.
It was a fun little movie. Fun little movie. What we call a okay time waster. Kind of a little on the PG side for me. No real strong violence, gore, splatter, scary, but it was a fun little movie. And then, I am so looking forward to next year. I wonder if they got a picture on this one. Oh, yeah, they do. Godzilla 2014. Booyah!
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
It's going to be an IMAX 3D. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, yeah. Oh, look at that picture. That's just cool.
Oh, no.
Ooh, look at the big tanks that they're going to use. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. They filmed some of this in BC?
Oh, no.
That's cool. Okay. So, that's the end of that part of the show. Now we're going to flip over to another segment of giant monsters that we like to call... What? Oh my gosh.
What happened? I didn't do it.
Kitty has never heard of John Carter of Mars.
I've heard of John Carter, but I don't think I've heard of John Carter of Mars.
Well, the original, I always call it John Carter of Mars because that's how I always remember the story, the books. It was originally called John Carter of Mars. Then they abbreviated the name to just John Carter because it was more marketing friendly or whatever. They, I guess, ran it through a bunch of people and said that it would sell better that way. I love the logo that they had. It was JCM, and it was very stylized looking, and looked like the badge that would be worn on a sleeve or whatever. But the movie was plagued with the whole marketing side of things on that. The original marketing team that came in had a whole plan, everything was cool, it was going to be all blah, 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 and then they got sacked and was replaced by a new marketing team, and they didn't want the movie to succeed at all, they wanted it to tank. So it kind of did tank at the theater, but it sells well on video.
Did someone wake up Godzilla? Don't wake up Godzilla. Just don't do it.
Okay.
It's not going to end well.
Give him some duct tape. So,
maybe he likes cookies just like Zombie likes cookies.
Oh, he totally does. And
okay, give him some cookies and then duct tape him down.
I got two more giant monster movies to mention that I completely forgot to mention, but I'm going to mention them right now. Sucker Punch, which is a great movie for the vignettes that it has in the movie, but the framing device for the movie was so stupid. I just like, really? That was your framing device to do this? The whole point of the movie is a couple of cute-looking girls running around fighting things. And the vignettes, they work beautifully. There's, like, the one where they fight a dragon. There's the one where they fight a Nazi steampunk robot zombies. There's the one where they fight the Japanese Shinto statue guys. Really cool stuff. But the framing device, young woman who accidentally killed somebody, is sentenced to a sanitarium, which is really a double play for her to be broxened off to a porn house or whatever, and her memories are really all jangled, and that's no horrible framing device, but cool vignettes. Then the other one I wanted to mention was sorry, there's things being said in the chat room, and I have to agree with them.
You're scaring me.
Evolution was another one, which had... What's the name of that guy from X-Files? David Duchovny. Him. In it. And the other guy...
I hate to break this to you, ZZ.
You've never watched the X-Files.
I never watched the X-Files.
Yeah. My tracker on your computer told me that.
Okay.
Just letting you know. But David Duchovny...
Wait, I don't even have my computer here with me.
That's fine. I don't need to.
Okay.
Yep. I have super magic powers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, Evolution, another alien thingy type splatter across the countryside. Guess what? Big monsters! Yeah! Big monsters! Fun ensues. Oh,
and no.
This is where I get the expression whenever I use it, googly moogly. Great googly moogly! Comes from that movie. Yep. So, that's it for the giant monsters. Now, back to dragons. So, one of my favorite dragon movies. Everybody must see this if they have not all seen it already. Reign of Fire.
Never even heard of it.
Oh my god. Christian Bale's in it. You should watch it then.
I gotta see it.
Yep. And, what's his nut? Matthew McConaughey. And Matthew McConaughey is totally ripped in this movie. He looks like a barbarian, humongous muscle guy. He's like, and that's kind of the character he's playing. Okay? But Reign of Fire has this beautiful scene in the middle of it. It's got nothing to do with giant monsters or dragons. But it's got Christian Bale and I don't remember the other guy's name on it. They're on stage entertaining the kids because, you know, kids are scared. So there's no TV, there's no electricity, there's no computers, there's no video games. Very sad time. So what do? They make up their own entertainment. They get up on stage and they act out a play and a scene. And it's like they're talking. And then Christian Bale says, "Luke, I am your father." And they're actually acting out a scene from Star Wars. It's freaking hilarious. It's like, what?
Nice.
It was awesome. It's awesome. So, that. Then another movie called Dragonheart, which was kind of lighthearted, fun, little PG stuff. You know, with, crap, 007 playing the voice of the dragon. What the hell's his name? Jack, what was his name? Sean Connery, that's it. Him. One of my favorite actresses was in that movie, even though she was pretty much a bit role, which is sad. And Dragonheart, good movie. One of the original Shroud and Sorcerer movies, Dragon Slayer from 1981. I always loved that movie because it's about the little kid who gets the sword who can slay the dragons. Yes.
Awesome.
Now, what else have we got here? What other dragon movies want to talk about?
Aragorn.
Who? Aragorn. I've seen that. I didn't mind that. It was okay.
You know, I really liked it.
It was not bad. It was not horrible. I thought it was a little too PG, but it was a PG movie, so what did you want to expect, all right?
You just want things all bloody and gory.
Yes. You say that like it's a bad thing. Do you know what the name of the dragon was in Aragorn?
Oh my god, I can't remember.
Saphira.
Yes.
I only know that because I've got a computer in front of me.
Yeah, rub it in.
So, Aragorn, fun movie. Dragons, warring factions, people trying to do stuff, young boy from a untrained family. Oh, look, he's got the dragon. He's got the big dragon. Ooh. And we are getting close to the end of our show, so I'm going to speed through into a couple more. King Ghidorah from Godzilla fame. Yeah, look at that three-headed dragon guy. One of the other things that was cool was in Star Wars, the planetoid where they tried to escape when they were flying away. Holy crap, there's a giant thing living in that cavern! And it jumps out and kills people. Jason and the Argonauts and the whole Sinbad series of movies. Cool dragons, giant monsters, cyclops. Ooh, look at that. Cool stuff. Dragon World I never saw. Ooh, How to Train Your Dragon. Fun movie. I enjoyed that movie.
Love that movie. It's so cute.
Yes.
Train a Dragon.
And there was a movie called Fire and Ice, although they call it Dragons Fire and Ice. I call it Fire and Ice because that's what I had. I didn't know they had a sequel to this movie. It's like, how the hell do you have a sequel to this movie? They killed everybody. Okay, maybe they didn't kill everybody, but whatever. It was a good movie. Well, actually, it was a lame movie, but it was fun to watch because I really didn't think they could do a B-budget movie like that. Then, of course, is Beowulf, which everybody needs to watch because it's like animated CG version of, what was her name? Why can I not remember people's name when I'm on the show here talking like this? Dag Nabbit? Wanted. Tomb Raider. Lara Croft.
Angelina Jolie.
That one. So there's the naked CG version of her in that. Oh, yes. I forgot about Willow as well. Willow has a large dragon in it as well. Really cool. Yeah. Dog Soldiers is a great movie, but there's no dragons or giant monsters. There's werewolves in that one. And we'll talk about werewolves at a later show. Okay? We will get... Okay. Oh, by the way, Jazzy, you're going to have to train up, read up on werewolves, vampires, and some other weird creature-y type movies. Because we're going to do all of them. Because you know what's coming up in a couple of months?
Halloween!
Yay! Oh. And you know what else? There was a TV show called Puff the Magic Dragon. Lived by the sea. Bad show. 60s flashback.
What about Peach Dragon?
I have no idea what that is.
You don't know what Pete's Dragon is?
No. Oh, Pete's Dragon. Yeah. Okay, I hated that show. Okay, I didn't really hate the show. I just wasn't a fan of it. All right? Ooh! Krell didn't have a dragon. It had a giant demon thing. But Krell was a good movie. Yeah. We're going to have to do a sword and sorcery type show as well about movies like that. Yeah. No, I didn't mention Dragon Hunters. Sorry, Kitty. I did not mention Dragon Hunters.
We'll have to do a dragon show later, too.
Yeah. But, so, we're pretty much rounding up the end of the show. That was our double two-fisted serving of giant monsters in movies and stuff last week and this week. Part one, part two. Bam. Yes, Game of Thrones has dragons, not Throne of Swords. Dag nabbit.
I love Game of Thrones. And I love the dragons.
One more dragon movie. Dungeons and Dragons. The first one and the second one, which was really the fourth one, called The Black Dragon.
That's not a movie. That's a game.
No, there's a movie. There's actually a series of movies called Dungeons and Dragons. It's based on the RPG game.
Dear Lord.
Yep. And the second movie, which is the fourth movie, has a undead dragon, which is hilarious.
Oh, dear Lord.
The movie's bad. First movie's funny. Second movie's like, oh my God, you guys are hurting my brain doing this stuff. Why? But, so, coming up next, what's coming up next? Who's on next? Who's on first?
Reaper.
And what's EW's game plan for tonight to play? He's playing music. Playing music. Do.
And then we have
Mental Candy. And Joan has on tonight a group called Defense Mechanism, which, as she describes it, rocking electro fun stuff.
Awesome sauce.
Awesome sausages.
No, so, I just said awesome sauce.
Dude. I know, but I said sausages because I like sausages. So, that pretty much wraps up our show for tonight. Jazzy, as always, it's a spectacular, splendiferous show of serendipity and S-words.
It was a pleasure.
Thanks, y'all, for everybody in the chat room and everybody listening to us whenever we play, however we play, whatever audio format this ends up coming on and or on or whatever and all that other stuff. Have fun.
Have a good night.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.